Hey, Curtis and Melissa.
Hey, Oz.
Hey.
Do you guys have a movie marriage this week?
We do have a movie marriage this week.
Aw.
This week, kicking off new month, that non-Marvel DC comic book movie month.
It's a mouthful.
It just flows. It's a nice, nice smooth flow.
There's got to be an acronym for it.
We're going with A League of Their Own meets a little bit of Evil Dead 2.
Mm-hmm.
Blended with a Bjork music video, all tied up with Kangaroo Jack. This week, we're talking about Tank Girl.
Yeah, perfect. You could have just summed all that up and said, like, a No Doubt music video.
Yeah.
Welcome back, listeners and viewers, to another week of Let's Talk About Flicks, the weekly podcast where we take a monthly theme. New theme this month, like you said, it's not MCU DC movie.
No Snyder cut here.
No way. We may have Snyder cuts of our podcast.
Yes, we'll include the Snyder cut version of this episode.
Zack Snyder does do all of our YouTube editing.
4.5 hours.
Well, he does it for some of that rich, rich Patreon kickback. I'm one of your hosts, Oz.
I'm the other host, Curtis. And we have... we have special guest with us today. Again, we are past Patreon subscriber month for those keeping score that ended last month. However, Patreon subscriber Melissa L. is going to join us for this one just because, quite simply, she loves this movie. And who better to bring in to bring a passionate voice about Tank Girl than Patreon subscriber Melissa L.
That's fine. Gary B. in My Outside Insight also has a love for Tank Girl.
Well, we'll let Gary B. and Melissa L. duke it out.
We'll get to him later. Yeah, we do want to give a shout out to those Patreon subscribers. Don S., Aaron A., Mandy K., Melissa L. Thank you for your patronage and thank you for last month's contributions.
Yes. Yeah, that was a really fun month last month.
It really was. It really was. So I'm going to take the lead on, oh my gosh, I'm scrolling through and I realize Tank Girl on.
Yeah, Wikipedia does not list all the characters.
I know. I'm like,
Pivoting. database can rescue me.
Oh, there we go. Letterboxd wouldn't load for me. I had to go Rotten Tomatoes for mine.
Oh.
I kept getting timed out. All right, so I've got the cast this month, and we are going to start with Tom's daughter, Lori Petty.
Yep.
She's the love child of Tom and Richard.
Yep, running down a dream.
That's where she learned how to drive.
That's right.
From her dad, Richard.
Yeah, you turn left, you drive up, you turn left again.
It's a long way around that desert.
Just a big loop.
It's the Sahara 500.
Just a walk in circles. It called me loopy.
But yeah, Lori Petty plays Rebecca / Tate Girl. She's joined by the sister of JJ and TJ, Naomi Watts.
Reggie Watts, I think, is also a sibling.
Playing Jet Girl. We've got Ice-T as T-Saint. You could just say Ice-T Saint if you want. Reggie Cathy in a very recognizable Reggie Cathy role as DT. Malcolm McDowell as the big bad. Kesley. You've got Iggy Pop. You've got James Hong. You've got Doug Jones. You got Jeff Kober.
I completely forgot James Hong had a little cameo in this movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every movie is better that has a James Hong moment.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. But really, the cast of this boils down to Lori Petty, Naomi Watts, Malcolm McDowell, and then a bunch of kangaroos.
Basically.
So that's it. Yeah. Directed by Rachel Cobra La 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 La.
Cobra La 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 La.
Which, I guess with a touch of irony, directed, she directed Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, the movie that was supposed to be the nail in the coffin for the Nightmare on Elm Street. But we, of course, talked about its successor last week. So that is your cast of Tank Girl. It's basically just Lori Petty being Lori Petty.
Yes. So as,
what do you got?
As far as the plot and story goes, before we get rolling here, I'm gonna just lob a quick question at Patreon subscriber Melissa L here. A pre-show, we were going back and forth at what questions you did and didn't want me to ask. So I'm just gonna ask the one that we settled on.
What? I'm going to ask you if you still don't want me to ask these questions.
What do you like about Tank Girl?
It's fun. It doesn't take itself seriously. It's got a super cool female heroine. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah.
Girl power.
So it's really just Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Yeah. Cool music, strong female leads. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Like, I'm starting.